Welcome to East Society Presents Up to the Challenge.
Hey, hey, what's up? This is Isu back again, and this is East Society Presents Up to Challenge. On this pod, we challenge each other to watch something, movie, TV show, documentary, or whatever, as long as it's streaming or available. Then we'll discuss what we thought and present the next challenge. This is episode 16. Today we'll be talking about Drag Me to Hell and Sneaky Pete. But before I go any further, he's up to the challenge. It's the Nez!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? Back in the place for another Up to the Challenge. It's October 1st when we're recording this. And, yes. You know, I've always been giving the Zisu horror films so far. well, that's all we're going to do this month. So... but we'll finish off or we'll start the month off with his horror movie, and then mine was just a television show. But to start it off right, man, why don't you get us going?
All right. You challenged me to 2009's Drag Me to Hell. This starred Alison Lohman, who was in Matchstick Men. Have you ever seen that?
Who was in that? It sounds familiar.
Sam Rockwell, Nicolas Cage.
Yeah,
Ridley Scott directed.
Okay. I've seen that.
It's not available right now, but I was hoping it'd come available for a future challenge, but since you've seen it. Okay, anyways, back to the cast. Justin Long, Ruth Livier, Lorna Raver, David Paymer. All right. This is the story of a loan officer who evicts an old woman from her home, finds herself the recipient of a supernatural curse. Despite, she turns to a seer to try and save her soul while evil forces work to push her to a breaking point. This was directed by Sam Raimi, who you might know from Evil Dead or... the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies. So, yeah, it had that kind of Raimi feel to it. I guess I'll just say right up front, like, this definitely wasn't my kind of movie. And I think you knew that, Nez, when you challenged me to it, because there's multiple, like, gross-out scenes that when they hit, it's like... stunning. And I will say, if you're looking for that, it's highly efficient. I'm in a weird way too, even though it was like gross out, at the same time I was watching this, I was still thinking, like, for you wouldn't even put this on a high level of scare or horror. But and yeah, it wasn't like I was like, oh, I'm so scared. It was just like, oh my god, that was so gross.
Have you seen Evil Dead or Evil Dead 2 or
yep.
his original trilogy, the other one, Army of Darkness?
Yeah.
That's why I like this one, man. When Sam Raimi goes to horror or does his horror, this had that Evil Dead vibe
right.
with some of the effects, especially I think it was an eyeball scene in it. I can't remember. It looked so cheesy and funny.
But still so gross.
it reminded me of the very first Evil Dead movie when of the little ghouls or whatever you want, the Evil Dead gets their head smashed and an eyeball goes flying across the room. It was like that. And I remember sitting in the theater just like, oh, my God. I saw it here in where I live, and everybody must have never seen Evil Dead or even knew who Sam Raimi was. Maybe other than for Spider-Man and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah,
but,
of course.
It was good to see him go back to horror, and I loved it. I wish this was rated R. I mean, it would have probably been a million times better to me. I still love it.
Probably, yeah. And, oh, well, for you, for especially for, I know your taste.
but as far as... I know a lot of it was CGI, but with the practical effects, what did you think of those?
Oh, yeah. I mean, well done. I can definitely, like, give it props for that. And if you don't mind something a little gross out, but, you know, not something too hard, this is rated PG-13. So if you're looking for something like that, in a way, I guess it was. It's one of those perfect for October. Is that when it initially came out? No, it actually came out in May 29th, 2009. But that's in time for it hit DVD and Blu-ray. Yeah, for October.
I saw it once in the theater, and then once it came out on Blu-ray, I picked it up. I guess I should have waited a couple years to get it because Scream Factory put out one. I think it was Scream Factory. They put out a collector's edition one. I was like, damn it. I wasn't going to rebuy it again, but
yeah,
I'm happy with the version I have. So I love this film. I mean, it's so goofy and just total Sam Raimi.
Yeah.
And that's why I loved it. I mean, I wasn't expecting to go in there. I wasn't expecting to love it. I was just expecting, oh, Sam Raimi, he's doing horror again. It'll be awesome. Because I was at the panel at Comic-Con. And so I was excited for it. And then when it came out, man, I was like the only one that was really like laughing and cheering during my screening. From what I remember, I saw it the night it came out, and there was hardly anybody in there. I figured it would have been just like jam-packed full of kids, but...
Right.
No, there wasn't that many people in there.
Yeah, and, school was still in. It was May, so.
Yeah, so I just assumed nobody knew Sam Raimi for his horror stuff in the early days. But, I mean, other than that, I mean, I did love the cast. It was cool. Justin Long, he's always good in whatever he does. But the lady that was Mrs. Garnish or Gainish, however you want to say it, Laura Raver. Oh, man, she was creepy.
Yeah, no doubt.
I mean, but overall, story-wise, what did you think? Like, if you read it as a book.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I guess it seemed pretty standard, and there's this almost like going back to the basics lesson of, you know, do right by good by people, and, you know, you screw somebody over, then, you know. You might have it coming back to you. You might just be doomed.
The storyline kind of reminded me of, just a little, not so much, but the curse part of it. Did you ever see Thinner?
No.
It was a Stephen King movie, one of his books they made into a movie. I want to say the old lady's part, it was a gentleman, and he, there were gypsies, and I seen the movie a couple times. I really don't remember, but whatever he did to him, he like put the little gypsy guy put a curse on him. He just like went thinner, and then he was like slowly dying. He was this big fat guy in the beginning, and then he was just getting thinner and thinner and thinner. But that's what I kind of got a little bit of vibe of this when the little lady did the curse on herself. But maybe overall, man, I enjoyed it for what it was. It was just a laugh fest to me, a goofy Sam Raimi horror, and I love it. I mean, even like going back to Evil Dead. I know everybody's more fond of Evil Dead 2, which is kind of a loose remake of the original one. Out of the three, Evil Dead 2 is probably my favorite because it was a little more. There was more of a budget. Evil Dead, I liked what he did with that one, just because it wasn't that big of a budget. And it was just him and his friends and made this movie, but.
Did you ever finish the show?
No, I still need to watch the third season. That's the same thing. It's just as goofy as the movies. But Evil Dead came out in 91, and then we flash forward to 2009 to see that Sam Raimi still has his own little style. You know, it's a Sam Raimi film. And he did put that in the Spider-Man ones too, because he always threw in Bruce Campbell in those. But
yeah,
for this movie, man, I loved it. It was goofy and everything. I wasn't expecting much, but I really enjoyed it the first time, or every time I watched it.
Right. Yeah, for the most part, I thought it was solid. It was just those three or four moments that really catch you with the gross out sight gags that it was like, oh my goodness. Like, whoa. Yeah. So that, other than that, you know, is enjoyable. And then I'd say the resolution of it too was pretty unexpected.
When did you watch this?
Just a couple days ago.
I think they pulled it already. It was on HBO, right?
Yeah, it might have expired right at the end of September.
Yeah, because they threw a bunch of new ones on HBO.
Figures.
Yeah, so if I could be wrong, it might still be on there. But for those of you that haven't seen it and want to check it out, it was streaming on HBO or HBO Go.
Oh yeah, it's still there. I just did a search.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's still there.
All right. Any other closing thoughts?
Just that, you know, I think this was a great way for you to kick off the challenges for this month. It's what I expect, even though, you know, it's not my favorite, and I had to, you know, turn away from the gross out moments, but you know, it was fitting, and like I said, it was PG-13. I'm sure you would have enjoyed it just a little more had it gone R.
Yeah, I would have really enjoyed it more with that one. But
right.
Alrighty, everybody. On to mine. Sneaky Pete. It is a Amazon Prime original series. It's labeled crime drama. Each episode is an hour. A con man on the run from a vicious gangster takes cover by assuming the identity of his prison cellmate, Pete, reuniting with his estranged family that threatens to drag him into a world. Hold on, I gotta click the next part. Where am I? Just as dangerous as the one he's escaping. This stars Giovanni Ribisi, Marin Ireland, Shane McRae, Lib Bear Barrer, I think that's her name, Peter Gretti, and Margot Martindale. Yeah, I think, and then a ton of other people. That, like in the synopsis said, Gino Ribisi's character, his cellmate was Pete, and it was played by Rusty Griswold, Nick Papagiorgio. Yeah. What the hell's his name? You guys know who he is.
He was on
That Thing You Do.
That one teen movie. Yeah.
Can't Hardly Wait. Is that what it was?
Can't Hardly Wait.
Yeah, that one. What the hell's his name? You guys know who I'm talking about. Nick Papagiorgio. Anyway, yeah, it's like I said, it's streaming on Amazon Prime. This is what? There's two seasons on there?
Yeah, two seasons, and looks like they got a third planned.
Okay. This came out back in 2015. And did they like take a break in 2015?
Yeah, it was one of those that they threw up the pilot, just like we were talking about that Jean-Claude Van Johnson. They threw up the pilot. People seemed to like it, so they're like, okay, we'll make the rest of the series. So it was one of those, which was interesting because I don't know how far you went with it. If you just watched the pilot, I did enjoy the pilot, and hopefully you did too. We haven't got to that yet, but they did kind of change things because I don't know if you got this vibe from the first episode, but it was initially like they filmed it for Amazon, but they were thinking it could have gone straight to CBS also. So it had that vibe too. But when it came back, it changed for how it was supposed to be for Amazon. So, you know, when it goes to like a network like that, it's always got a certain vibe. You know, CBS shows, you can really, you know, MacGyver looks like, you know, CSI and whatnot, you know, that kind of thing.
Did you watch both seasons?
I'm midway through the second season.
Okay. So far, my favorite character in this is Margot Martindale. I loved her.
Yes.
She was awesome in Justified when she was the bad girl in that. She won. I think she won an Emmy for that role too. Nice. I think. I'm not sure, but dude, this was ridiculous, man. I mean, I don't care what anyone says. If you've known your cousin for a while, and it seemed like they all did, especially the cop, his cousin that's a cop, and then this guy comes walking in, and then you're like
a little bit of disbelief.
And you're like, oh, hey, Pete, what's up? He looks nothing like what the hell is Nick Papagiorgio's name?
I'm looking up. Can't hardly wait. It's Ethan Embry.
Yeah. I was like, he doesn't even look like that. Plus, I actually met him, Ethan Embry, earlier this year at Texas Frightmare. He was really cool, and he's tall.
Right.
I was like,
they could have got somebody better, like closer resembling him, you know?
Or I mean,
even like a stunt double that he's had in the past, you know?
Something. I mean, I know they had to get this guy because he's a name. So
right.
I was just like, that's what took me out of it. I liked what was going on. I liked what he was trying to do, trying to get away from the gangsters and everything. That was cool. But I was like, are you guys all this stupid? You think this total stranger is your grandson or
so
your
supposedly cousin? They hadn't seen him in over 10 years though. That's why.
No, I haven't seen my cousin in like 20 and he still looks exactly the same. Just tall. Just tall. I was, that's what took me right out of it. I was like, I mean, it had potential. Maybe if you read it as a book, you wouldn't be able to see the two guys. I mean, it would be cool.
Right.
I was just like, really? And he's trying to get away from these gangsters.
Cranston in the first episode?
Yeah, he's the main gangster.
Couldn't remember if he was in that first one.
Heisenberg is the gangster that he's after. Yep. He basically stole money from him or something like that, or owes him money. And after that whole, it took me right out of it. I was kind of like, come on. I thought it would have been something better. I think they could have thought up something different. Or I don't know, man. I just it didn't grab me. I mean, I liked the beginning, how Pete, Ethan Embry's character, you know that he's one of those guys that just likes to talk and talk and talk. So that's how Giovanni Ribisi's character knew of his family, knew where they lived and all that. But there's just some things that he did leave out on what they did. Because basically, what are they, like bounty hunters? Or
bondsmen? Bondsmen.
Yeah, right. So I was like, okay, that's cool. But he shows up and goes, Grandma. And they're like, Pete, hey, welcome. I would have said.
Who?
I was like, who? And you are? I was like,
I'm your cousin, bro.
That took me right out of it. And I was kind of like, I think that's the only bad thing I have to say about this is that just it took me right out. I don't know if I'll finish this unless there's just nothing else that's on, but.
Did you just do the one? Because I know that was the challenge.
Yeah, that's all I did. I couldn't go any further. I was kind of like,
I said, they filmed just that one to try to sell it. And then once it got picked up, the vibe does change a little. So, but it's still, it's pretty much, you get the idea from the first episode. It's not like a completely different show. It's just the vibe's a little different from two forward.
Yeah, I was like, oh. But I mean, other than that, everybody in it is doing their job. Like I said, my favorite character out of this, I've only seen this one episode, was Margot Martindale. She's Audrey Bernhard. I think that's her last name.
Yeah, you got it.
I just like her. I mean, I've seen her acting in, she's been good. Even if she just got a little scene in a movie or something. But yeah, after all that, them not recognizing him, it just took me out of it. And the other character, his cousin, you saw that coming a mile away. Julia is her name. She's played by actress Maureen Ireland.
Yeah.
You knew that there was going to be some kind of love triangle. I don't know if it ever happens, but I was like, because it looked like it was almost going to happen, because they had like a little quiet scene where they were staring at each other for a second. Maybe only on his side, because he was like really looking at her and kind of getting close, but then kind of snapped out of it.
Right.
I'm like, I don't know. Did they ever end up hooking up, or are they?
It's drawn out. It's drawn out.
Are they still on the?
No, they actually. Do they, to their credit, they keep more to, like, con material. There's not a lot of romance per se.
No, I mean, are they? Do they still think it? That's their. Their grandson or their cousin or what have you.
Yeah, it goes on.
Is there close calls to where?
Yeah, exactly.
He might. Oh, see. Yeah.
He might get got.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know if I'll go back. I was just taken out of it right at that. I mean, the rest of the show was cool. I like that, but I was just. Are you guys all this stupid? Not one of you can say you're not Pete, and that's why I was like. And he met like pretty much the whole family, so I was like, one of you should.
Yeah,
know,
they
so.
Do. They do kind of get into that without, you know, saying too much. It's not like they all continue to, you know, do that. There's some questioning, no doubt, but it's just it develops as the thing goes, and then it just gets a lot more into. They did get into the whole deal with his real brother, right?
Yeah.
That was in the first episode?
Yeah.
Because his brother's being held by Heisenberg.
I don't know. I would have just said, man, you can kill him, because he did him kind of dirty, because he was supposed to meet up with him, and he got there a little early, and he was watching him, and his brother like brought the gangster's henchmen with him. I assume they were in New York, because they're all like rough and tough dudes. So, but yeah, I was kind of like, so I don't know. I mean, if you guys want to check it out, it's streaming on Amazon. It's a Prime original, and
so it'll be there forever as long as Prime is around.
They'll always be around. So, but yeah, check it out if you want. It wasn't for me. It was just, if it wasn't for that, if I probably would continue watching it. But it was like, you guys all can't be that gullible. So that's what took me totally out of it. But
well, there is some questioning that happens later. But like I said, the main focus is running cons.
Well, all righty, everyone. That's our two challenges. And for October, we are just doing nothing but horror, thriller, what have you. So... what do you got?
Okay.
Well, hold on. Let me hit you with mine.
Sure.
It might just, you either seen it or you didn't. We've talked about it before, but I don't know if you've ever seen it. Have you seen The Devil's Rejects?
We talked about it, but, you know, I don't think I have seen it.
It's new on HBO. They just threw it on there. So that's it. Okay. House of 1,000 Corpses is on there as well, but. You really don't need to see that to know who these guys are. You just know they're bad people. And this one is, I mean, House of 1,000 Corpses. I mean, watch it if you want, but it's just more goofy, if anything. This Devil's Rejects was more of a serious movie. It's labeled horror, but you know me. But it's Rob Zombie, and I love it. It's probably my favorite Rob Zombie movie, and definitely in my top 10 of all-time favorite movies. So, yeah, check that out. It's streaming on HBO Go. If you guys have not seen it, The Devil Rejects, it's on there. I don't know how long it's going to be on there. Maybe it's going to be on there only this month, because they did add a lot
of... At least this month.
Yeah, they did add a lot of new horror stuff to their horror section, horror sci-fi section. So, yeah, that's my challenge. Rob Zombie's The Devil's Rejects.
Okay, so I have a couple to run by you. Hopefully I hit on this first one, and if I don't, I might need you to throw out like a few ideas, and then I can just confirm from there. But you said to check out Hulu. I checked out Hulu, and they had a movie I saw in the theaters last October, thinking it would be kind of Halloween-ish. Not really Halloween-ish, but, you know, thriller-ish. Did you see Suburbicon?
That one with Matt Damon?
Yeah. And Oscar Isaacs.
I just saw it.
You just saw it?
Yeah, because it's on Hulu, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's got no horror or anything.
Well, you know, it's but this is thriller. I almost can't recommend a horror to you. There's almost no horror you haven't seen.
There's a lot on Amazon I haven't seen, because there's a lot of indie goofy stuff on there.
Right.
Well, I don't know, dude. I don't even think that would fit this month. That was not. Let's kind of go more horror thriller, not just thriller.
Well, yeah. That's what I was looking up, was thriller, because I knew horror, I wasn't going to find anything for you. So do you have any like recommendations that I can recommend to you?
I don't know, dude. You just need to pick one. You need to pick. I mean, there's a ton of movies on there. Like I said, Hulu added a bunch of new stuff. Amazon's got a ton that I haven't seen. I just went through Showtime and Cinemax. There was a couple in there I haven't seen. So what else you got?
The next thing I was going to throw out was I was looking at the thriller suspense on HBO, and they had that... did you see that Whiteout?
Is that the one with the underworld chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not in the category either. I don't know why they put it there.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. This is going to be tough. How about... Of course, you've seen... I know you've seen the Jigsaw.
No good.
I don't know. Are you looking at stuff too?
No.
I don't want to drag it out too long.
I'm not looking at anything.
Okay, how about Circus Kane?
What's that on?
Hulu. It looks like a It ripoff.
Circus Kane?
Yeah.
Two words or one? Oh, here it is. With the K-A-N-E?
Yeah.
You know what? I just looked at it. I did not see it.
Okay.
Yeah, see? I mean, there's a lot of indie stuff like this, dude. And what was this on? Hulu, you said?
Hulu, yeah. The picture just caught my eye. So.
Okay.
The fake Pennywise.
A reclusive circus master invites a group of social media stars to his house of haunts. Sounds good so far. Anyone who can make it out before being scared into submission will earn $250,000. But the stars soon learn they are not only competing for money, but also fighting for their lives. All right.
There you go.
It sounds goofy. I'm looking at the pictures. It looks goofy. Who knows? It's either crap or I'll love it. But I like the concept of what they're doing. So I like the poster. It says Circus Kane, it's a creepy looking clown, wannabe Pennywise. And at the bottom it says, let the games begin. All right.
Well, that's, there you go.
It's also on Prime as well. So, I'll definitely check that out. We got the Devil's Rejects, 2005's Devil's Rejects, because that's the first Comic-Con I went to, and that's when I first heard about the Devil's Rejects. So, awesome. And I am going to do, this came out last year, last September, Circus Kane.
All right. I'm going to at least have to, at the very least, watch the trailer to be able to talk to you about it.
Yeah, I mean, it's fine. Yeah, I'm... Oh, this one looks cool. I need to find this one. There's a movie called Clowntergeist. But that's what's funny about these movies. Stuff, I mean, especially stuff like this that you've never heard of. You look at the poster, it looks cool. And then when you watch the movie, it seems like they put all their time in
the poster.
In the poster. Because then the movies just looks like they shot it with a video camera. Because there was one zombie movie, man. The poster looked awesome. Whoever the artist was that made it look cool. And then I watched the movie, dude. I only got like 5 minutes into it. And it was like old VHS style camera work. And I was like, I stopped it. But no, I watched this all the way through. Almost hour and a half. So, all right, everyone. Next episode, Circus Kane. I want to say Christmas. Circus Kane for me and Rob Zombie's The Devil's Reject for the Zisu. So get ready for more horror. I also started a 31 Days of Horror for on the Anchor edition shows. You can also hear those on Apple Podcasts if that's what you're listening to, or CastBox, Radio Public, Spotify, and Breaker, and there's another one, but I can't remember. But it's all on there. So
yeah, separate feed.
Yeah, separate feed. As well as Google Podcasts. We're on there too. That's just the Anchor stuff. The regular show that you're hearing this is on Podbean. That's our main host, as well as iTunes, and it's on Castbox as well. If you're one of those users. So, but all right. That's what I'm going to do this month, and we're going to be doing horror for our challenges this month as well. So,
right.
We got another show, regular show coming, and that's going to be a good one.
Yeah, looking forward to that next E-Society, and until then, have fun, be safe, and stay up to the challenge.